Welcome to the Beacon broadcast from Beacon Baptist Church in Burlington, North Carolina, featuring expositional Bible teaching by Pastor Greg Barkman. If you'd like to correspond with the Beacon broadcast, or if you wish to support this radio ministry, write to the Beacon broadcast, Post Office Box 159, Alamance, North Carolina, 27201, or find us on the web at beaconbaptist.com. BeaconBaptist.com. The Beacon broadcast is supported in part by the gifts of faithful listeners. Now, with today's message from God's Word, here is Greg Barkman.
Amazing grace.
We have learned that the book of Colossians is divided into two sections, as so many of Paul's epistles are. The first part having to do with doctrinal content, and the second part having to do with application of that content to daily living. The bridge verses that tie the two sections together are found in chapter 2, verses 6 and 7. And here we read, "As you therefore have received Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk in him." That's where we make the bridge from doctrine to application. As you receive Christ Jesus the Lord, as described in the doctrinal section in the first part of the book of Colossians, you must have the Jesus Christ of apostolic doctrine, the Jesus Christ of biblical description and revelation. If you have a different Jesus than that, then you're not believing in the Jesus Christ that God sent and the one who is able to save you. But as you have received Christ Jesus, the Lord, so walk in him. And then verse 7 begins to unfold what it means to walk in him, what that looks like, and of course the remainder of the book will actually give us many more details. But verse 7 says, "Rooted and built up in him and established in the faith, as you have been taught, abounding in it with thanksgiving." And we are working our way through verse 7. We are coming to yet another section of that on the broadcast today, which is Friday, May 20. Thank you for joining us, and many, many, many thanks to those radio listeners whose financial gifts enable us to continue teaching on this station. Well, in verse 7, you have four participles, and they are very important. We've already seen that they describe the characteristics of God's people: rooted, build up, established, abounding. Those are the words: rooted and build up in him and established in the faith as you have been taught, abounding in it with thanksgiving. So those are the characteristics of God's people. Rooted, like an established tree, built up, like a strong building, established or strengthened, and abounding or overflowing with thanksgiving. But we can look at these same participles as they indicate the results of new life, and here the tenses are particularly significant. And the first participle is perfect tense, and then numbers 2, 3, and 4 are present tense. And so we read literally, "having been rooted." That's perfect tense, past action with continuing results. But "being built up," that's present, with continuous action. "Being established," that's present, an ongoing process. And "abounding in thanksgiving," also present, which is a noticeable characteristic of all who have been rooted and grounded in him, and build up and established, namely, that they abound in thanksgiving. But then we come to another way of looking at these four participles, which teach us the importance of the connection between divine sovereignty and human responsibility. And that lesson is taught in the significance of the voices of these participles. Participles, of course, are built upon verbs, and so they have the same parts of speech, the same characteristics as verbs do. And when we look at it that way, we realize that of these four participles, the first three are passive, but the fourth one is active. Rooted is passive. Build up is passive. Established is passive, but abounding in thanksgiving is active. Now let's go back through those and learn the lesson that God has for us here. Rooted in Him. Who does the rooting? God does. That's passive. We do not root ourselves. We are rooted by the divine action of God. I guess you understand the distinction between passive and active and how that works out in language. I think I can describe it best if I use a simple sentence and say, I hit the ball. That's active. I am doing the action. I hit the ball. The ball is the object of my action. But if I turn that around and say, I was hit by the ball, that's passive. Now, I'm not doing the action, but I am being acted upon. I wasn't doing anything, but I was hit by the ball. That's a passive verb, because the ball did a number on me. The ball acted upon me. So that's the difference between active and passive verbs. Now, rooted is passive. I didn't do anything. God did it. I was rooted. I was planted by the work of the Holy Spirit. I was joined to Christ by the divine work of God. I didn't do the rooting. God did the rooting. Well, what about being built up in Him? Well, that's also passive. Rooted and built up in Him. God does the building. That's encouraging. Remember how Paul put it in Philippians chapter 1, verse 6? Being confident of this very thing, that He which hath begun a work in you, a good work in you, will perform it until the day of Jesus Christ. That's the building up part. Build up in Him, growing in Him, continuing in the faith, keeping on, keeping on. Keep me, Lord, O keep me cleaving to Thyself and still believing till the hour of our receiving promised joys with Thee. This being built up like a building, layer upon layer, row upon row, is something that we are very concerned about, and yes, we do give attention to, but ultimately we realize that it's God who does this. If God doesn't build me up, I won't be built up. Another way of putting that is, if God doesn't keep me, I won't be kept. If it were up to me, I would lose my salvation over and over and over again, as some people imagine that they do, or imagine that can be done. But you see, the Bible is teaching us something, and that is that we are rooted in Christ by the activity of God Almighty. We are built up in Christ by the activity of God Almighty. He does secure our cooperation in this work of being built up, which sometimes is also called progressive sanctification. And we are involved in it in a conscious way and in an intentional way, unlike our involvement in being rooted in Him, which He does without our involvement. But in the building up process, He does involve us, but He is the one who makes it happen. He involves us by giving us a heart to seek Him, giving us a will to do His will, to follow His commandments. He's the one who builds us up. He's the one that keeps us walking in the narrow way and following the Lord Jesus Christ and continuing to believe in Him. This is His work. This is passive. The third one, established, is also passing. God does the establishing. And you can see how the building up and establishing are similar in many ways. Established has the idea of strengthened. We are getting stronger. We are becoming more settled. We are becoming more assured of our standing in Christ and our our union with Him and our walking with Him in this life. And it is God who is doing the establishing. And by the way, what is true of individual believers is also true of local churches. It is God who builds us up corporately as a body. It is God who establishes, that is, strengthens us. We want very much for this to be done, and there is a process by which God accomplishes this work that very much involves our activity. Read about it, for example, in Ephesians chapter 4. But nevertheless, it's God who does it. Except the Lord build the house, they labor in vain that build it. Except the Lord keep the city, the watchman waketh but in vain. And that's true here, and Paul is telling us that in Colossians 2:7. But then we come to the fourth participle, and this one is not passive, it is active. And here we are told, abounding in it with thanksgiving, that is, abounding in the faith, rooted and built up in Him, and established in the faith, as you have been taught, abounding in it with thanksgiving. Now, before I get all caught up in that fourth one, the abounding in thanksgiving, let me remind you once again that the building up and establishment is in the faith, that is, the Christian faith, the Orthodox faith, the faith once for all delivered unto the saints. And to underscore that concept, he says, as you have been taught. The Colossians had been taught by Epaphras, who himself had been taught by Paul the Apostle. So their doctrine, their teaching was apostolic doctrine. Now Paul says, this is the faith, the Christian faith, the true faith, the faith once for all delivered unto the saints, the faith that you have been taught. Now that's the faith that will build you up. That's the faith that will establish you. So give attention to that faith, but it is God, by the work of the Holy Spirit, who accomplishes these things. But when it comes to number four, abounding in thanksgiving, we do the thanksgiving. God doesn't do that for us. We could say, in a sense, that God does it in us, in that He gives us a capacity to thank Him. He gives us a desire to thank Him. These things are all very true, but when it comes right down to it, God doesn't thank Himself. He doesn't even cause us to thank Him, though in one sense He does. I have to be careful how I say that. But we must do the thanksgiving. This is an active verb. We must abound in thanksgiving, and we need to give more attention to that. How many times that's emphasized in Scripture? For example, in Philippians 4:6, be anxious for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Thanksgiving, thanksgiving. It is emphasized again and again and again and again. And I'm talking to someone who is struggling in your Christian life, and I would make a very simple recommendation to you. You get busy intentionally giving God thanks. That's your responsibility. That's not a passive verb. That's an active verb. This is something for you to do. This is something that God commands you to do. This is something that you should intentionally do more regularly, more often. And if you do, you will be surprised at what power, what powerful changes and help that will bring into your life. I promise you that that is so, and I encourage you to do it. So get busy giving God thanks for everything, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. Until next week, Greg Barkman saying good day. May God give you His eternal peace.